Praise the Lord. Welcome to the house of God. Message tonight, God is building a house. Let's begin with Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. One of the visions in the book of the prophet Zechariah. The Bible says, "Then the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, 'Lift up your eyes, lift your eyes now and see what this is that goes forth.' So I asked, 'What is it?' And he said, 'It is a basket that is going forth.' He also said, 'This is their resemblance throughout the earth.'" So this is a worldwide condition. "Here is the lead disc lifted up, and this is a woman sitting inside the basket. Then he said, 'This is wickedness.' And he thrust her down into the basket and threw the lead cover over its mouth. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with the wind in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. So I said to the angel who talked with me, 'Where are they carrying the basket?' And he said to me, 'To build a house for it in the land of Shinar, marginal Babylon.'" To build a house in the land of Babylon, when it is ready, the basket will be set there on its base. Shinar, Babylon. The theme Babylon, the word Babylon, runs through the entire Bible, Genesis to Revelation. The spirit of Babylon, the system of Babylon. In actuality, the Bible is a tale of two cities, Babylon and Jerusalem. Babylon, Satan's city of darkness, and Jerusalem, God's city of light. Babylon, the harlot bride of Satan, and Jerusalem, the holy bride of Christ. And the theme finally concludes in the last few chapters of the book of Revelation, where Babylon is thrown down and the heavenly Jerusalem reigns forever. Now, Babylon started back in Genesis chapter 11. After the earth was cleansed by the flood. Genesis 11, 1 to 9. "Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, marginal Babylon, in modern day Iraq. And they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, 'Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly.' They had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.' But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, 'Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.' So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, meaning confusion, because the languages were confounded. Babel, the Greek, is Babylon. Therefore, its name is called Babel or Babylon, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth." Add up the genealogy in the book of Genesis and you're 100 years into the new history after the flood. Noah and his sons and their wives came out of the ark. 100 years later, we've got a rebellion going on. Say, wow, that seems 100 years, that's all it took for them to fall away from God. Listen, some families, it doesn't even take that long. 100 years after the flood, and a man rose up whose name was Nimrod. His name means let us rebel, let us revolt. He said, I'm going against God. We're going to set up the systems of men. We're going to have our own religion in the earth. The Jewish Encyclopedia says Nimrod was the man who turned all the people rebellious against God. And from there, it spread over the whole earth. And that's why false religion and idolatry and ancestral spirits and worship of the planets and stars and moon and sun and the worship of human beings is found in all the earth. Genesis 10, verse 8 to 10 says this, Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He began to pull the power, tyranny. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel or Babylon. He's the one who instituted and instigated. Nimrod, the Bible says he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. It's understood that Nimrod trained ferocious and hungered leopards to hunt down the people of God in that day that were seeking to follow the Lord. They were in hiding. It was a time of bitter persecution. He said, I'm going to wipe out the people of God, those that serve Jehovah, and we're going to raise up our own name and we're going to raise up our own religion in the earth. But there were some righteous people like Shem and others that prevailed in that time. Nimrod built a city and a tower. The city was the beginning of political Babylon, the governments of this world that are decidedly against God. And that's why they're found in all the earth. And the tower was spiritual Babylon. It was a system of reaching into the heavens. That tower was to reach into the heavens. That is, to contact the powers of darkness, the occult, witchcraft, astrology, the horoscope, familiar spirits, people under the power of darkness and under the power of the enemy. It was a system where priests, ecclesiastical forms, came, and the priests were oppressors of the people, superstition and fear, and they bound the people into false gods and false idolatry and false worship, worship of human beings. That spirit and system of Babylon was defiant against God right from the start. And that spirit and defiance went against Satan. It went against God by Satan and men who opposed God. And when we look into our world today, that spirit is all about us in strength and form. The spirit of Babylon. A house being built in the land of Shinar. In the Old Testament, there was a time when Babylon at one point became a superpower, an empire, a world empire. And because of sin in Israel, Babylon took Israel captive, Judah, particularly Judah and Jerusalem, and began to reign over the land, which was God's people and God's land. And for 70 years, there was what's called the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, the 70-year captivity in the Old Testament, 6th century BC. And the prophet said, particularly Jeremiah, this captivity by Babylon will only last for 70 years and then it will end. And true to the word of God, it fell. Babylon fell in a night as the Medes and Persians took over the new empire. And Zechariah was there. Zechariah jumped on the scene, jumped on the pages of the Bible when Babylon fell. And he began to prophesy. And he gave us the vision we read about earlier tonight. And we're going to look at it again. He said, God is building a house, and Satan is building a house. He said, God is building a house in Jerusalem, and Satan is building a house in Babylon. He says, the spirit continues, the spirit persists, And God's given us some vision tonight to understand how we should guide ourselves and conduct ourselves. So Zechariah 1, 12 to 17, Zechariah began to speak about the house of the Lord. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah against which you were angry these 70 years? The Lord answered the angel who talked with me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent, the chastisement that came upon Judah and Jerusalem. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again proclaim, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. God says, I'm building my house in Jerusalem. Zechariah 2, 1 to 5. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length. And there was the angel who talked with me going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, throw your measuring line away. Because this young man still had an Old Testament concept of Jerusalem, a literal city on a literal hill in central Israel. And that's all he had vision for. But the angel said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. God said, the Jerusalem that I'm going to build, that I'm building, has no boundaries. This Jerusalem that I'm building, this city of God, is going throughout the whole world to every nation, and those who follow God are built into that city and built into that house and built into that economy of God and built into that life of God. God says, I will be a wall of fire about my people, and I will be the glory in the midst of them. Zechariah 2, 6 to 8. The Lord says, up, up, flee from the land of the north. He's talking about Babylon, because to get to Babylon, you had to go north through the Fertile Crescent to get to Mesopotamia, Babylon. He says, up, flee from the north, from the land of the north, says the Lord. For I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord. Up, Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of God's eye. God is building a house in all the nations of the world. The new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, is arising out of every nation, out of every people. Every servant of Christ, every Christian built into that heavenly city of God, which shall last forever. Now let's go back to Zechariah 5 to 11. Then the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, he's just prophesied about God's house. Now he's prophesying about Satan's house. Lift up your eyes now and see what this is that goes forth. So I asked, what is it? And he said, it is a basket that you take to the market for dry goods. It is a basket that is going forth. He also said, this is their resemblance throughout the earth. Here is a lead disc lifted up, and this is a woman sitting inside the basket. Then he said, this is wickedness. And he thrust her down into the basket. There's a lot of wickedness trying to lift its head right now, and always has been. Push itself up, exert itself. This is a woman sitting inside the basket, and she peeks out from the basket. He said, this is wickedness. Thrust her down into the basket and threw the lead cover over its mouth. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with the wind in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. So I said to the angel who talked with me, where are they carrying the basket? He said to me, to build a house for it in the land of Shinar in Babylon. When it is ready, the basket will be set there on its base. A woman called wickedness, the personification of sin and wickedness, thrusting herself up, pushing off that lead cover, peeking out from the basket, trying to gain attention, trying to get some sway, trying to get some influence, and the angel slammed down that heavy lid. Lead is heavy. This is wickedness. And then two women who had wings like storks, and the wind was in their wings, took up that basket called sin and wickedness, and they said, rush immediately, and they rushed it off to Babylon. God said, here's what I'm teaching you, Zechariah. I want sin and wickedness taken out of my land. I want it out of Judah. I want it out of Jerusalem. That sin and wickedness only belongs one place, where the devil is building his house. I have three quick points tonight, and they are quick. Number one, don't give sin a second look. Sin peeks out of the basket. It wants to catch your eye. It wants to draw you in. It wants to defile you. It wants to bring you down. Don't give sin a second look in thought, word, or deed. Worldliness, immorality, carnality. Don't give jealousy a second look when it comes to your mind. Don't give offense a second look when it comes to your mind. Temptation, don't give it a second look. That's what God says. This woman is exerting herself. She's pushing herself up out of that basket. She wants your attention. She wants to catch your eye. She wants to defile you. God says, don't give sin a second look. Number two, slam the lid down on it. Slam the lid down on it. Maybe you need to slam down that lead cover of your computer. Slam the lid on it. We have to deal with sin and temptation decisively and abruptly. Give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. God says, I don't want this sin and wickedness in my land. I don't want it in my people. Number three, send it to Babylon. Send it off to Babylon. That's where it belongs. Say, sin and wickedness, you're not going to have any part in my life and on my land and on my inheritance. I live in the land of Judah. I live in the land of the praises of the Lord. I live in the promised land. I live in the land full of the promises of God. And sin and wickedness has no part in my land, in my inheritance, in my life, or the life of my family. Send it off to Babylon. Revelation 17, verse 1. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Many waters. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. An immoral world, and is it ever? So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The city and the bride are one. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Revelation 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people. God's still calling. God's still calling for people, sinners, to come out and be saved. Come out of her, my people. God is calling for people to come out of that ungodly, satanic system of darkness, a world under the judgments and wrath of God, and come to his holy city. He says, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Those are the final words on Babylon in Scripture. Revelation 19:1. Let's have the worship team return. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, Alleluia, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Babylon will fall, thrown down, and the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God, the house that God is building, will reign forever. How many are glad you're in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. What a salvation. What a salvation. What visions God has put on his word for us, in his word for us tonight. Open our eyes to see the battle, to see the world, the systems of this world, the corruption, the immorality, the harlotry, the idolatry. God says, come out of her, my people. Come into my city. Come and be saved and follow the Lord with all your heart and be saved and receive eternal life. One day the marriage of the Lamb will come and we will be seated at the table of the Lord. Well, Revelation 19:3 from the KJV. I like Revelation 19:3 in the King James Version. It says, and again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Allow me this liberty tonight. When our Alleluias ascend, Babylon falls, and her smoke goes up forever and ever. Keep worshiping. Keep worshiping. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. Keep shouting hallelujahs and her smoke rose up forever and ever. One day it'll be full and final, but now our worship and our prayer and our praise is effectual to cause fire in Babylon, that it would burn in the judgments of God. Keep singing hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Keep lifting high praises, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Babylon has no power over high praises. And Babylon has no power over a worshiping saint and over a worshiping people. And so we reign in triumph. Our God reigns. God is building a house. The Bible says whose house we are. And we hold fast to our confession of faith and our obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.